This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. People in the path of Sandy are waking up this morning to perhaps the worst of what is now classified as a superstorm. The hurricane status is gone, but winds are still peaking at 90 miles per hour. That is the sound of roaring wind from the Statue of Liberty's torch, as broadcast from the EarthCam.com camera that's looking out over New York Harbor. The reported U.S. death toll from Sandy stands now at 15. The night brought a storm surge of 14 feet to Manhattan. That means subways, tunnels, even the 9/11 site are inundated with water. A million people are under orders to evacuate across a dozen states. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is tallying the various numbers around the storm, and he's with me now live. Good morning, Mitchell.
Good to be here, Jeff.
So what are the latest numbers on what we might call, I guess, the human impact of the storm?
Well, right. Lots of people are without power. Latest numbers I'm seeing are 7 million homes and businesses are dark. Outages are concentrated in the mid-Atlantic. That's Delaware, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania. But really, they reach from Maine all the way to the Carolinas, inland all the way to Indiana and Ohio.
And people are starting to try to tally up the total economic cost of this storm. Difficult in the early going, but what do you see in there?
Well, a first ballpark estimate pegs an initial figure in the low billions. Of that, probably half to be covered by regular property and auto insurance. That's damage to homes, cars, and businesses. The feds ordinarily cover flooding losses. I reached Robert Hartwig. He's the president and economist for the Insurance Information Institute. He was just getting out of his car this morning in Manhattan.
Ironically, it's quiet because there's like no traffic. It's the quietest you've ever seen Manhattan.
You know, we're starting to see these very preliminary numbers.
Right. In terms of the insured losses, somewhere in the $5 to $10 billion range, and the overall economic losses perhaps being double that amount. And obviously, it's just now becoming light on the eastern seaboard. And there are several major unanswered questions. The extent of the storm surge along the Jersey Shore. And then another big wild card is the power outages in major parts of the New York metro area, including lower Manhattan.
And Hartwig says a big unknown is how long it'll take businesses in the region to get back open and operating in terms of how much lost revenue ultimately results from the storm.
And just quickly, Mitchell, the New York Stock Exchange closed again today. What's the outlook there?
Well, right. They'll be testing the electronic trading system to hopefully open again tomorrow, even if they can't open the building. Market officials say that the famous trading floor itself is undamaged. They want to be able to open to trade on the last day of the month, since that's when fund managers adjust their portfolios. By the way, the last time the market closed for this long due to weather, 1888, a huge blizzard, 21 inches of snow had hit in mid-March, and it shut down Wall Street for 2 days.
All right. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman, keep an eye on things for us. Thank you.
You're welcome.